It's The Currents Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Friday, August 31st. I'm Jay Gabler, reminding you that if you enjoyed last week's new release by Mitski, Be the Cowboy, Mitski will now sell you merch including a Feed the Cowboy ramen spoon, a Dream the Cowboy pillowcase, and even a Free the Cowboy padlock.
I love it. I'm all in, Jay. This is Jade, and coming up, we're going to show you some new releases that will romance you, they will loop you, and perhaps surprise you with their friends.
And surprise you with how many of them are Australian. But first, a few of today's headlines. Aretha Franklin's funeral is taking place today in Detroit. It is ongoing as we are recording this podcast. Mm-hmm. Pink Cadillacs are lining the street outside the Greater Grace Temple in Detroit, and Franklin's remains have traveled in the same 1940 Cadillac hearse that previously transported Rosa Parks and Franklin's own father.
I love this, and I love the fact that she actually had a costume change for her own funeral. Legend.
So epic. Speakers today are going to include President Bill Clinton, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, and Smokey Robinson, with music provided by Stevie Wonder, Ariana Grande, Jennifer Hudson, Fantasia, Faith Hill, Shirley Caesar, Chaka Khan, and more. Truly an event worthy of the Queen of Soul. Frightened Rabbit have announced their first show without the late Scott Hutchison. Scott Hutchison was the frontman and the leader of Frightened Rabbit. He died this spring at age 36. And the band are coming back together for a good cause. Prior to Scott Hutchison's death, they were scheduled to play the upcoming Sleep in the Park Festival in Glasgow, Scotland. It's a charity event raising money to fight homelessness. So Grant Hutchison, who's a member of the band and is Scott's brother, said that they decided to honor this commitment. They're going to have a series of guest vocalists join them to sing the songs that Scott Hutchison wrote and they played together. And he says he feels like this is a good opportunity to get together, celebrate this music, and support a cause that Scott believed in. Congratulations to Patrick Carney of the Black Keys and singer-songwriter Michelle Branch, who have welcomed their first child together. Reese James was born on Tuesday, and what an adorable little muffin he is.
I don't know why, but this makes me very happy. Like, I saw the news, and all of a sudden, heart like the Grinch grew three sizes.
Michelle Branch posted a photo to her Instagram. The couple are engaged, but they have postponed their wedding to plan for the arrival of their new son.
A lot of people are like, Michelle Branch, what has she been doing? She's still been doing a lot of things involving music, including this new album of hers, which Patrick Carney produced.
She's had quite the career. She came out as a solo artist. She's been active for almost 20 years. She had country success with the band Wreckers, but I still know her best. I think a lot of people still know her best for her 2001 hit, Everywhere.
Let's check out some new releases, and we're going to start off with the surprise release that came out just last night. Eminem, my friends, is back. Yes, Kamikaze is the surprise album, and you gotta love that. The cover art for this is a nod to the Beastie Boys' License to Ill, you know, the plane crashing, and it kicks off with this opening track called The Ringer, which addresses this blowback from fans after last year's freestyle rap about President Trump and his supporters. But it's kind of interesting the people they pulled in. I mean, unsurprising, it's produced yet again by Dr. Dre, but it features people like Kendrick Lamar, Little Dragon, and I think this is kind of the weird one. Bon Iver's Justin Vernon is featured on a track called Vol. Breaking news. We thought Justin Vernon was on Fall, but then he tweeted he was not in the studio for that Eminem track. In fact, that vocal came from a session with BJ Burton and Mike Will Made It. He's not a fan of the message, and he asked them to change the track, but they wouldn't do it. And he said, hey, thanks for listening to Big Red Machine, which is Justin Vernon's project with Aaron Dessner. That also just came out this week. So if you want your Justin Vernon, that's probably where you want to go if you want to make Justin Vernon happy. However, Bon Iver's Twitter just added, also, to be clear about this Eminem track, it is not Fall. The title track, Kamikaze, is where Justin Vernon is actually featured. So Justin sings on that, not on Fall. And apparently Spotify has the credits all mixed up. Weird, right? This is what happens when you drop a surprise album. Maybe Eminem should have looked at this a little bit closer. We're definitely keeping an eye on this. It sounds like Justin on Fall.
Everybody's been telling me what they think about me for the last few months. Maybe it's time I tell them what I think about them.
Or is it on Kamikaze? Here you go.
Crashing into everything. You beat me, Islamic Nazi. That means there is no such thing. I've been going for your juggler since Craig G. Duck Alert. Wedgie in my underwear, the whole bedsheet in the comforter.
We have a sophomore album from Troy Sivan, Australian star who came to fame as a YouTube celebrity and now creates pop music. Pitchfork, in a positive review, writes about the album Bloom. It's a warm and delicate pop album about life as a young gay man. Among the guests on this album are Gordy and Ariana Grande, who's a friend of Troye Sivan and joins him for a buoyant duet on Dance to This.
We can just dance to this. Don't take much to stop me. We can just dance to this.
And speaking of Australians taking over our new releases, I've got one for you from Tosh Sultana. They have a new album out called Flow State. We've mentioned all these features on other albums. Tosh Sultana doesn't need anyone else. They play 15 different instruments on this album, beatboxing a pan flute, which is just kind of ridiculous in and of itself, plus looping guitars, looping feedback, looping keys and beats. On top of that, producing the whole darn album themselves. Tosh can do it all, which they mention on the song Salvation with lyrics like, I don't need you for my own validation.
For today's viral clip, we have yet another Sia video featuring dancer Maddie Ziegler.
I love that they're such good friends.
They're such good pals. And she has been in so many Sia videos. I figured Maddie Ziegler by now must be about 30 or 40 years old. Actually, she's still just 15. She's in a new video for the Sia collaboration with Diplo and Labyrinth. So Diplo is a famous producer. Labyrinth is a singer-songwriter. The three of them, Sia, Diplo, and Labyrinth, have a collaboration together that they call LSD. Get it?
Get it. Mm-hmm.
The video for this song, Thunderclouds, is very trippy. There's a flying school bus piloted by Diplo with Maddie Ziegler dancing on top in that trademark floppy blonde wig, big blue bow, and Labyrinth is floating on a cloud. And that's today's music news. You can read more about all these stories and listen to these new releases at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Cecilia Johnson. We're going to take Monday off for Labor Day, but we will be back Tuesday with more music news headlines.